8:44:16 till 9. Saints kicking off the preseason, taking on the Chargers. Our coverage starts Sunday morning at 11. Steve Geller, Charlie Long for First Take. 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert. Then game time 3:05. Man, I'm looking forward to this. Turn down your TV, turn up the home team. Deuce, McAllister, Mike Haas, Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then a Cajun Cannon with the point after. 10 hours of wall-to-wall Saints coverage. And Deuce McAllister joins us now. Deuce, you know what a fan I am and how I love listening to you and Haas and Jeff call those games. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain too much. Been an interesting week and a half, 2 weeks. The day's kind of lose track of time, to be honest, Tommy, when you're in camp mode, because it seems like, you know, particularly for the players, the days don't change, and it's just, hey, are we out on the field or are we not, you know? And so I can't say that we're in that exact mode, but it feels close to it.
What has impressed you most of what you've seen so far or worried you most?
There's probably a couple things when you look at it, and I think, you know, not only from a – from a coach's perspective, you always wonder, have you done enough? Are you doing enough? Am I getting guys enough reps to be able to make a true evaluation? And, you know, just point in case, yesterday was probably their longest practice. Well, it was their longest practice out there, particularly in pads. And, you know, I thought in the beginning, it was crisp. I thought it was really, really impressive in some of the things that they did. I think it was north of 120 plays, roughly. But as it went on, you saw the execution kind of wane off, and it was almost like guys trying to hold on because it got a little hotter and it got a little tougher. And so that's one thing that they're going to have to kind of continue to push to make sure that, hey, we do have longer practices as we ramp this deal up and you get ready for a game. But, you know, you're always concerned, and it's really because of the CBA and how practices are kind of structured. Do you have enough contact? You know, am I seeing these guys tackle enough, even if it's not thud to the ground? Are you being physical enough? I mean, and so, you know, that's one of the questions that you kind of worry about. And the other part of it is, you know, when being an offensive guy, when the defense does really well, you know, multiple days, you kind of wonder, man, are we that far behind, or is it your defense is that much better than you are? Normally in camp, you know, the defenses kind of pick up things a little bit faster than the offense. And so those are just small things that you kind of wonder, you look at. Kind of makes you say, man, I need to see a little bit maybe more from this player, or I need to see a little bit more contact. I need to see guys get tackled. You need to see explosive plays. And so you've had a little bit of that, but of course you want a little bit more.
What does the CBA say in terms of, is it the length of practice, or does it control how many offensive or defensive plays? How does that work, Deuce?
Well, it's the length of practice, and then it controls even how much, how many times that you're in pads. I mean, there's literally a buildup of how many times that you can be in pads and how many times that you can have padded practice in a row. And so it covers a little bit of all of that. And so that's, you know, obviously negotiated by the players and the NFL as far as the NFLPA is concerned. And so I get it. I understand it. But at the same time, you don't want those reps to come for the first time in a game. You would prefer for some of the things that you do to have happened in practice a few times. But, you know, like I said, you've got to kind of abide by the rules. And that's not just the Saints. That's any team. But for the Saints, you know, they're putting together with the new head coach, you know, putting in new schemes, et cetera. So you may need to do a little bit more than some of the other teams that, you know, they have the same head coach. They have players that have been together for the last 2, 3, 4 years or whatever.
From the way the practices are conducted, can you make an evaluation of tackling or not really?
Somewhat. I mean,
what have you seen?
I'm saying you can see it, but until a guy is brought to the ground, and you know, rarely do they do that.
You're
as
right.
Far as tackling to the ground, I can tell you that somebody's in position, but that doesn't mean that he's going to get the guy down.
Right. Let me ask you this: as a back, would you prefer to be tackled for the first time in a game or during practice? I know that might sound dumb. I know you don't want to get injured, but I'm just wondering about contact and all from your standpoint?
I need contact. Any player, they need contact. They need contact. You would hope that you have contact before a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, because particularly as a ball carrier, I got to know what it feels like to get hit. I need to know what it feels like to get tackled. I mean, and I don't have to get blown up where my helmet and some is broken, but you've got to know what it feels like just from a protection standpoint, just so you can refine, you know, some of the things that you want to do. And so you got to know what that feels like. And, you know, some people may say, well, he's an 8-year, 9-year, 10-year veteran. Yeah, that's great. But, you know, one thing that you can't do is you can't put the ball on the ground. You don't want the ball popping up in the air as far as interceptions, different things of that nature. So, you know, at some point, it may not be every practice that they're in pads, but at some point, you got to know what that feels like.
Helmet, my favorite picture of you. Who needs a helmet? Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Deuce McAllister, the one, the only, our guest, WWL Saints color analyst, former Saints running back. We'll talk defense, quarterback. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, quickly back to Deuce McAllister, WWL Saints color analyst. We all know who Deuce is. Deuce, the defense finished 31st in the NFL last year. How do you fix that, or how likely is it to be even halfway better?
Halfway better is improvement.
Yeah.
I mean,
but how likely do you think that is?
No, I think it's definitely very likely. I mean, they've got to be able to stop the run. They've got to be able to climb up. I mean, even if you improve 10 spots, you know, you're hoping that it's way more than 10, but you've got to improve a pretty good amount. And they've brought in, you know, from free agency standpoint to draft picks to be able to help the run game. And then the other part of it is, you know, the Saints offensively, can they get a lead?
Right.
Can they stay ahead, you know, to force teams to have to pass? And so those all things that work hand in hand. But yeah, you can't be at the bottom half of the NFL and not only rushing yards as far as yards given up, but total defense as well. I mean, if that's the case, it's going to be a long year.
Because I'm thinking of the Drew Brees days when we would say, you know, all you had to be was in the middle of the pack with the offense that we have. I don't think we have that offense now. Let's start with offensive line. What are you seeing?
A group that's still trying to find itself. I mean, you've got a left tackle that, you know, at times he's looked really, really well. I mean, I think he's still picking up the speed, the power of some of the guys that he goes against. And, you know, he's going against some pretty good ones when you talk about Chase Young and Granderson and Cam Jordan. I mean, that's a pretty good trio. And he's seeing those guys, you know, practice daily. And I think that's only going to make him better. And Fuaga has settled in on the right side position that he played in college, played the left side last year for the Saints as far as left tackle. But, I mean, he's done well. Trevor's done pretty good as well. I mean, the one thing that you want, you know, to see him be able to use is how physical he is, you know, just be able to use his length and be able to get up on some guys, you know, and that's one thing that will help this group. Can they consistently give the running backs lanes? I think that we're still waiting on the backup running back behind Alvin to kind of truly emerge. And so the game this upcoming week will definitely help those guys. But I mean, I think that you have some talent in that room. And then, you know, from the quarterback standpoint, I think that they've had good and bad days, up and downs. You know, some people will say, well, they're not throwing it vertical enough. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think those situations will come. I think that they've done a good job of taking what the defense has given. This defense normally, pretty much at all times, you're going to get an extra guy coming. So you've got to be able to identify, just because it's a three-down look, you've got to be able to identify, hey, where's the pressure coming from? Can we pick it up? And can I still get the ball out? And that's all things that they're trying to work through.
One thing I think that's kind of flown beneath the radar with the quarterback situation is the running back position. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, I think it's one that you've got to be able to help Alvin. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's where it comes. You can't expect him to carry the load completely by himself. And so whether it's running back two, you know, and here's the other part of it. Taysom Hill was able to do a lot for you in that short yardage situation. He's not available now just because he's coming off an injury. So there's some opportunity for some guys to step up and say, hey, you know, I want to be the guy that you call upon when it's, you know, maybe a passing situation, not only just third down, but maybe inside runs, and you want to go with a heavier back or a bigger back. And so the opportunity is there for some guys to be able to take advantage of it. And I think that the days that you've had pads, you've seen a little bit of it, but I just need
from
to
whom,
a little bit
Deuce?
More.
From whom?
Well, I think Neil has done well. I think Kendre has done well. You know, even Clyde. You know, Clyde has done a really nice job of being able to, hey, you know, not only runs, but being able to go out there and run some of the routes that you would see normally, traditionally, from Alvin Kamara. So you've got a pretty nice, diverse room, and I think, you know, it's only going to get better, or it has to get better when they go against another team, because they've been practicing against their own defense for, you know, a while, a couple months now. But, you know, can they show and do that against another team?
How about Cam Akers?
Cam Akers has done well. I mean, I think Cam has done a pretty good job of being able to come off of the injury that he's had in the past and show that he still has some pop. And so Cam's not only, I think, can he make a name for himself as a running back, but he's going to have to be able to make some plays on special teams. And so a lot of those guys as well, when you talk about it, how do I make this team, that's how it's going to be. I can make some plays via my position, but I've also got to make some plays via special teams.
You go at 26, you better wear it well. Thank you, Deuce. I appreciate your time as always. Deuce McAllister, WWL Saints color analyst and former Saints running back. We'll be listening to him on Sunday. We'll take a break, come back, talk about health insurance costs.